friends, and welcome to another episode of The Co-op Show. I'm one of your hosts, Britt.
And I'm Jason.
And today we're talking about our time in the most realistic sim ever, the game of parenting. So this game released on May 19th, 2021. It was not a review copy, but it did come at a certain cost to us. It is a sim, and it is rated M for mature for blood and strong language. It is developed by Jason and Britt, but published by me. It's available on most, if not all, platforms. This does support single player and co-op, and while it can be played in single player, we highly recommend inviting as many people to your party as possible. And it is not available on Game Pass or PSN, and MSRP is thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, so far, this game is unlike any game I've ever played, honestly.
Let's get into the plot overview,
okay.
And then we can talk a little bit more about it.
All
so
right.
You are in charge of keeping a living being alive. Sacrifice sleep, work, your sanity, and hobbies in this ultimate test of inner strength and fortitude.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. Do you remember how in the Kalimba episode we talked about how it was the relationship test game?
Yeah.
This one feels like it might be almost like competing for that title.
What I agree. Think? I think any game we've played up until this point cannot compete with the relationship test as much as the game of parenting.
Yes, yes. No, I agree. God, I've never spent this much on a game before, but I've also never spent so many hours. Well, I guess I have spent thousands of hours on games before, but never.
The amount of intensity.
Yeah.
Your hours when you're playing this game have to be hyper-focused. They can't be like willy-nilly.
And like you literally like can't sleep. You have to get up and play the game. Like
you have to play the game.
I mean, you just can't stop.
This game is such a realistic sim because you have to wake up around the clock to give this human nutrients to survive.
Yep.
So their survival levels up. I mean, this human is growing and evolving like a Pokemon at an exponential rate.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the evolution, I mean, there's like a lot of evolutions and you have to be there for each one. And in order to do that, yeah, you've got to be constantly feeding. And
your stamina is going to take such a huge hit.
Definitely put a lot of points when you roll your character into stamina. Like that's super important.
You're going to need all the stamina you need.
Endurance
is another big
wisdom is a really big stat in this game.
Insight. You're going to need a lot of insight.
What do you think about it? Probably intelligence too. Although it's, you lose a lot of your intelligence when your character is,
so sleep deprived.
Yes, exactly. So
like we are right now.
Yeah. I mean, gosh.
Friends, if you can't tell, Jason and I are being fun and silly and cheeky because we've had our child. I don't know how to talk right now. Words are very
hard.
I birthed a human on May 19th, and it is our son named Jace, and he is right here next to us right now. Thankfully, he is sleeping. Hopefully, he'll stay that way, but if not, you might hear some wails in the background. We're still like those new parents who are like, how long can we leave him unattended for? Probably not very long because he's only like 2.5 weeks old. We need to get a baby monitoring system. But anyway, this game of parenting, what do you think about it so far?
I mean, this, frankly, this has been pretty much exactly what I expected. You know, going into, in pre-parenthood, and you ask your friends who are parents what to expect, they say, well, you're not going to sleep. You are gonna, you know, have fun with that. You're gonna be zombieing about your days. And so I kind of went into it with that expectation. And I gotta say, like, yeah, we're up every couple hours every night, usually about 4 times a night.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you wake up and you're dead tired. But honestly, like, it's nothing I didn't expect. And it's nothing that is like that bad. I'm just trying to be honest right now. Like, yeah, you're not going to sleep that much, but it's really just not that bad. Like,
yeah,
that's kinda
I agree. It's definitely emotionally taxing in some mm-hmm. regards, but I it's nothing that we can't handle. And I think for full disclosure, you know, we are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Lucky in that we both work from home and we have worked from home for
that's
many years
yeah.
and we are a good tag team, co-op team, whatever, meaning that, you know, we're able to get up together in the middle of the night, take care of stuff. Like I can pump milk for him. You can feed him, change his diaper. And a lot of people don't have that opportunity, and especially single parents out there and whatnot. But I think for the situation you and I have, were able to make it work very, very well. And for that, I'm like eternally grateful.
Yeah. I mean, we make a good team. And yeah. This game, I mean, this, there's a huge learning curve to this, honestly. Like, I think for the first few days, it was, I'm not going to say overwhelming because I never felt overwhelmed. I felt just whelmed.
Whelmed, yeah.
Not overwhelmed.
Just whelmed. Like, just your whelmed. Appropriate flood of feelings and anxieties and emotions.
There's a lot of adjustments.
Right. And I guess you can't really prepare for it until you just kind of hop right into it.
Yeah, and it's, but like I said, it's nothing I didn't expect, and it's really just not that bad. Like, Jace is a cool little dude. It's really fun to see him growing. Like, every single day, it seems like he's bigger, or his eyes open wider, or he makes a new noise, or he like just looks around at new stuff, or he learns how to make eye contact. It's always something, and it's fun to watch him evolve.
Yeah, he's like a little Pokemon.
He really is. He eats a lot, like
he's
a
so
lot.
Big, friends. He's so big. Every doctor that's seen him always makes the comment of like, oh, well, that's a big boy. And yeah. It's like, oh, I know. Trust me. I'm very well aware how big this child is.
He's in the, like the 90 percentile already. He's 2.5 weeks old and he's wearing 3 month old clothing. What I mean by that is he's wearing clothing meant for 3 month olds.
He's huge. And we, it's like, yeah, we lug him around everywhere. Like, I literally push him out of my body. I'm very well aware how huge this fucking kid is. But no, I mean, I'm with you. It really, and you know, we're also very fortunate that we have my parents that are very close by, and they've been able to come by and help out on some days. And I think for me, it's been, because you've been able to go back to work pretty much.
I took the first week almost off. I was out Tuesday through Friday, and then of course didn't go back to work until Monday. So I took every day off, but Monday for the week he was born. And then I went back to work, but because I work from home, it has been nice where, you know, if you need a little break to whatever, take a bath or something, we can just put him in my office as long as I don't have like a call or a meeting.
Yeah.
And then I can shoot you. The other day I had one hand with a bottle in his mouth and the other hand on my mouse as I was working. Yeah. You know?
And I think that's been kind of the weird adjustment for me, right? Is that what's good is officially on maternity leave. Andrea's had her kid. I've had my kid. And with E3 right around the corner, it's really weird to me to not be balls deep into E3 coverage. You know, right about this time, I mean, we would have already done our E3 prediction show with our Magic 8 Ball, which is a fun staple that we do. We've done every year since 2017.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I'd be, you know, I'd have several pages worth of Word docs full of predictions and keep an eye out for this, you know, my go-to. And so it's kind of bizarre for me to know that E3 stuff kicks off this weekend? Yeah, I think with Ubisoft on Saturday, Microsoft on Sunday, and Nintendo on following Tuesday, and not be planning like, how am I going to cover this? And I think it's a little disappointing this year as well, because this was going to be one of the few and maybe the only opportunities where we would be able to watch the press conferences with our fans and our followers and our listeners.
Oh, you're right.
Because generally, you know, we attend those events in person, minus Nintendo, who just, you know, does their own little direct thing.
Yep.
So that was going to be something fun. But, you know, so it's kind of hard because, like, part of me misses, like, the working and the video game grind, if you will. But then part of me is just so exhausted that I can't really care that much.
So how many weeks have you been on maternity leave now?
Oh, got four?
So about a month?
3 or 4?
How are you feeling 3 or 4 weeks into maternity leave? Like, what is that like?
4 weeks? It's gone by so fast.
I think another 8 weeks, something like that?
Yeah, we're planning to return to what's good. Oh, hi, buddy. In mid-August. Yeah, for me, she's gone by so incredibly quick. And I think I had this weird mindset of like, oh, you know, there'll be a kid. Like, I'll be able to play some games. Like, sure, he'll just be sleeping a whole bunch. And like, granted, he does sleep a ton, but it's intermittent. So it's like he'll sleep for a little bit, then he'll wake up. And then it's like you can't really get into a groove. I've been trying to play Mass Effect Legendary Edition, but it's just hard because like that's the kind of game where you want to like sit down and put a few hours in at a time, solid hours. But he, you know, he's a little squirmy dude and he wants to eat all the time and or he's pissing or shitting. So you can't really like dive deep into it. So I've been playing like silly games like Miitopia or Roller Coaster Tycoon, just like stuff that is just easy to pick up and put down. And I think that's been kind of the big adjustment for me is not being able just to sit down and play games and not be able to like.
You're kind of constantly getting knocked out of the zone.
Yeah. Because right? when you think maternity leave, for me, like the first thing that came to mind is like, well, I guess I just won't be doing the show. What's good for, you know, a few months, but it's like, oh no, it's not just that. Like you are just tending to this living entity all yeah. the time. And like, we know it'll change,
oh, yeah.
you know, and don't get me wrong. Like I'm having a blast. Like I never thought I would take to momhood. Like I am like friends. I'm being impressed. So responsible. I'm doing dishes.
Oh my God.
I'm doing laundry.
Laundry. And you're, you know, it really impressed me on one of the first nights where, you had this little station set up in his nursery where you had like four bottles all neatly arranged, and you bought this little mini fridge and you put milk in the mini fridge to make it sure it was cold. And by the way, you know, I don't know if we mentioned this, but we're feeding him your breast milk, but through bottles.
Yeah.
That way I can help feed if you need a break. So it just really impressed me because like, I mean, I've seen that side of you, but generally that super like mom responsible, like organized, oh my God, this woman has it together side of you. I see that at conferences like PAX and E3.
When I have a schedule to be and like,
exactly.
Things to
like
do.
You yeah. are like, boom, boom, boom. I got everything now. I got a fucking binder of like exactly what I'm going to do in a calendar, and it's color coded and like, holy shit, you're on top of it. But I really only saw that side of you come out during cons and like work events. And now I'm seeing it come out here at home, which is really fascinating for me. Like I'm seeing you evolve like into your next form, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, my next form is greasy hair and the same pajamas for 4 days.
It's like, you know how like Haunter needs to be traded to evolve into Gengar.
I needed to have a kid to yes. evolve into my No, it's true. Cause typically friends, like outside of like work or video game shit or whatever, like I'm a very like go with the flow kind of person. I'm very yep. chill, low key. But I guess when you know you have a human to take care of, you can't really do that. But no, I mean, I would say like, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch him evolve. It's fun to watch him grow. I'm excited for the future, you know. But yeah.
Yeah. I'm just sort of thinking like, what is this game all about? If someone, you know, someone who's not a parent or somebody who is a parent, but it's been a while and they're trying to get our perspective. I mean, the little dude is a fun little dude, but the 95% of his time, he's either just sleeping,
shitting,
pissing, or eating.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much his life right now. Like, you know, I play guitar and I like to play guitar and sing to him, and he seems to like that. And you'll rock him, and the grandparents come over and they rock him and they sing to him and they bounce and they read to him, and he gets so much love from every direction. But that's kind of what his life is like and what our life is like at the moment with him. It's just sort of tending to his needs while he puts on bulk, honestly.
We're like, just trying to fatten him up.
Yeah, just fatten him up.
I will say he does sleep for about 3 hours at a time on average. And that's yeah. so nice. And I feel so fortunate that he likes to sleep. We just get him really fat before we put him to bed.
Weren't you saying that you've been reading that some people only get 45 minutes or so?
Yeah,
between,
yeah. Every baby's yeah. different, obviously.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But
3 hours feels like a luxury when I hear about that. Yeah.
I feel like you and I have been playing some actual co-op games on the side. I mean, that's been kind of an adjustment too.
We just started getting back into co-op. I mean, the first probably, it's been what, like 17 days? I'd say the first like 11 or 12, I don't think we played anything.
We tried, the night we brought him home, we went upstairs to try to finish Baldur's Gate.
Oh, man.
Dark Alliance.
Took us like 4 or 5 days of trying to, and we would just stop, start.
We were learning, you know, like how much food does he want? Yeah. And we're learning like when he cries, what does he need? But we, over the course of a week, I feel like finally managed to finish Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
Yep.
And that was, we had a good time with that one. I know that was our last episode actually was Baldur's
yeah.
Gate.
Yep.
But all in all, like,
but we did finish it.
It was really fun. Yeah. It got a little brutal toward the end.
Yeah.
Like older games are, but that was fun.
Are we going to talk about what we're playing now, or is that a surprise?
No,
for next
I feel
week?
Like we can just kind of like briefly talk about it. And then right. though we hopped into briefly Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
Yeah. We were just, I think we were both feeling like, let's play something chill and easygoing and lighthearted that we're both really familiar with. So we hopped into Pokemon Let's Go. But then we remembered, that you have the motion controls where you have to, like, fling the little Wiimote, whatever the hell it's called, Nunchuck,
whatever.
Yeah. So you were sort of like leaning on your side trying to play the game.
I was leaning on you.
Yeah, leaning on me, and we're just chilling. And you're trying to fling the nunchuck.
You were holding
the ball,
Chase, yeah.
The ball was just going in every direction but the Pokemon. And we were just like, this is really, really dumb.
I forgot that that's how, they made the battling system, catching the wild Pokemon. It's like Pokemon Go, which like, okay, like I get it. Like you're trying to appeal to that casual market.
Right.
And clearly something's working because Nintendo is selling those Switches like fucking hotcakes.
Well, but it doesn't work well when you're trying to cuddle with your co-op partner on a couch one of you is laying on the other's lap and you're trying to throw Pokeballs.
I could have sworn that they had implemented some like
button only approach,
especially for folks who can't throw or use their hands that way.
If
but
they have, we need to.
I couldn't find it. So I mean, if there was, let us know. But I couldn't find it in any of the menus or systems, which in itself is a problem if it does exist. But I don't think we'll be going back to that game anytime soon. We'll just wait for Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
I think so. The thing November. Is, I so love Pokemon Red and Blue, and I really, really like that this is a remake of those. But I just don't like that mechanic. I'm sad that they left certain things out, like the Safari Zone. Like that was so much fun. I spent so many hours in the Safari Zone as a kid. But anyway, that's not what this episode's about.
I wish the battling was more like it when you're fighting trainers, because then it's like you and me versus whatever.
I agree, and that's another thing is that
like Temtem.
Yeah, Temtem. That was fun. We need to go back to Temtem. But
what else?
Did we play any more Pokemon Snap?
We haven't played any more Pokemon Snap. I think the next game we played was Outward. I think that was our next co-op game, wasn't it?
You know, that might be. I feel like there was something else in there, but I don't know. It's been a blur.
I don't know. Yeah, it really has been a blur. But so we haven't made an episode about Outward, but Outward is a game by Nine Dot Studio, and it is 100% one of our favorite co-op games.
It will definitely be an episode.
Hopefully
soon, now that we're playing the DLC.
Yeah, some DLC called The Three Brothers just released. It came out, I believe, last year for PC, and it just came out for console a couple of weeks ago, right around the time our kid was born. So we just are now hopping into it, and it has a whole new area, the caldera, the lava, the hot smoky shit where my character is just dying from heat. But
we'll
do a whole episode dedicated to it. But if you're unaware of what Outward is, it's a survival open world game. And
very, very fun.
It's incredibly fun. And it's the kind of game that I feel like people these days, especially AAA developers, are a little too afraid to make.
Yeah.
It's a game. And it's kind of hard to explain that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what do I mean when I say that?
Well, there's an enormous learning curve. It's basically like an MMO where you're the only player and maybe one co-op partner.
Yeah.
It's exactly like...
There's random dungeons scattered throughout the map.
And like random mob spawns all across the overworld that you encounter and battle as you run. I don't know. I don't want to get too deep into it because I want to save this all for its own episode, but what do you think?
I think we talked about it for a few minutes and just why it's one of our favorite games. And I think, it just feels like a game that would have been made back in the day where it's kind of like...
Like the early 2000s is what it feels like.
Like it feels like Nine Dots created this ginormous playpen for us.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, go on, go play in it. Like some things are going to be a little bit broken. Some things might not work perfectly well.
Yeah.
And you might have to like kill yourself to get out of a situation and it might be brutal, but like there's so much joy to find in that game. And right now people are so concerned with making a game that almost anyone can play, which I get it. Like it's important, but the developers aren't afraid for you to go in there and break shit or like, you know, fuck something up.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And I've said this before, but I think we've talked about Asheron's Call on this show in the past as one of our favorite MMOs we ever played, and RIP because it was closed in like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. Official servers were closed. I know that there are still emulators that are up. But this game, Outward, reminds me, it really scratches a lot of the same itches that Asheron's Call would scratch.
You just feel like you have this huge map to explore.
Yes.
And you can do it with a co-op partner.
And there's so much fun, unknown stuff that you can go find and little lore. And
that's it. It doesn't hold your hand. I think
not
thing.
At all.
And when it's like more throw yourself in the world and discover for yourself. You want to figure out how to use magic? Like you're going to have to talk to people and like you're going to have to do it in a very weird way. You don't get XP for killing things.
Yeah.
You get,
It's got, so for that reason though, it's also because it doesn't hold your hand, it's got this enormous learning curve that probably is going to bounce a lot of people who try it, who aren't used to that. But if you are in for a just phenomenal and delightful game with a co-op partner that you can go lose yourself for probably 100+ hours in, Outward is a good one. So,
I agree with you. It's a phenomenal game. it's not the most polished game.
It's not that polished.
It's a small studio, but I think they do. They have a lot of heart and a lot of ambition, and they have some fantastic ideas.
Yes.
And I was telling you this yesterday. I hope someone like acquires them or if they don't want to be acquired, gives them a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Because I think their heads are 100% in the right spot, and their talent is amazing considering, you know, what they're working with.
Yeah.
And the game they've been able to make is just so special. And I hope, someone just gives them all the money they need.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to do a full episode. Maybe that counts as a little appetizer.
Yeah. Anyway, Outward's phenomenal. So definitely check it out if you're looking for something kind of fun and silly to play. And yeah, like you said, just set aside some time. And it's going to be a little bit of a grind in the beginning, but it's fun. I'll never forget how you and I, we ran back and forth from this fort to our base probably like 20 times, just trying to like get enough bones to sell so we could buy some weapons. Anyway, it's a fun time.
It is. Now, are we sure we've been playing nothing else? I don't know. I feel like maybe it was just Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance.
Baldur's Gate, and then, a little bit of Pokemon.
A little bit of Pokemon, yeah. And then I guess that sounds about right.
I don't think we've been playing anything else.
We've been really just learning how to get in the groove, though, and learn Jace's patterns and learn what he wants and when he wants and why and what to do. And then we're sort of able to time it up now where we're like, okay, he's fed, his diaper's changed, he should be good for 2 or 3 hours. Let's go. Let's play.
Yeah.
And then we get a couple of hours gaming session in and we're like, cool. We did
it. The first one we had was yesterday. I think you and I were able to really just sit down.
Yeah.
And we're recording this on a Sunday, so we're talking about a Saturday. We were able just to get some solid gaming time in.
Yeah, it felt great.
Because we're finally like getting the groove. But
yeah.
But yeah, so we just wanted to kind of, you know, drop a little fun episode to kind of let you know that we're still here. Everything's going well, and we do plan on resuming the show on a regular basis. Obviously, right now, things are just kind of spotty, depending on how we're feeling, what's going on, how much sleep we are not getting.
But when we can, we'll push out episodes and, you know, eventually get back into the once a week routine. I think that's the plan.
That is the plan. So thank you all again so much for your patience and support while we figure out how to raise a human in the game of parenting. I said guaranteeing parenting. I don't know. It's like I'm sleep deprived. Thank you so much for listening, friends. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at contact@coopshow.com. You can go to coopshow.com for all of our episodes. And you can find me on Twitter at BlondeNerd. Or I think Jason's kind of given up on social media again. So I won't promote his Twitter. I don't blame you. Thank you so much for listening. And hopefully we'll see you next week. And if not next week, hopefully the week after that.
Later.
Goodbye.